Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is The Power of Community. And today's treasure is, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. When Susan's husband announced another promotion that required another move, her thoughts quickly jumped to grief over losing her circle of friends, coupled with the task of finding a local church in their new community. Her husband's job required lots of travel, which meant she carried much of the parenting of her two little boys. In between painting the new house and settling in, her family visited several churches. Each church offered sound biblical teaching, and the pastors seemed nice, but neither Susan nor her husband felt drawn to a particular one. Shortly after the birth of their third child, her husband resumed traveling, and Susan not only had two active little boys under the age of six, but also now had a new baby, an extra special little boy diagnosed with Down syndrome. Exhaustion covered her as she added the care of her precious son and his medical issues to an already busy life. Friends and family had come and gone. Phone conversations frustrated her because the urgent needs of her boys never failed to pop up just when she started to relax with a long-distance friend. Lonely and desperate for relationships, she searched the local newspaper for a church with weekly women's Bible studies and children's activities. A small nearby congregation offered not only these services, but a free dinner, too. Susan arrived late, but an old woman warmly greeted her, guided them to a table, and prepared plates for each family member. The older woman entertained the little boys, the baby slept, and Susan enjoyed eating a meal prepared by someone else. Soon, the little ones ran off to their activities. Frazzled and desperate for a few minutes of quiet, Susan gratefully accepted the other woman's suggestion that they sit out the Bible study and get to know one another. Then the older woman asked if she could hold Susan's little baby. Many years later, Susan tearfully described how she handed her baby over to this kind, new friend, in awe that the Lord had led her to a safe place where someone wanted to cuddle her new little boy, and she didn't have to prepare a meal one night a week. That night was the beginning of a multitude of lifelong friendships that helped fill Susan's lonely heart with support, kindness, and wisdom. Susan did not just accept help from these new friends. She, in turn, offered the same kind of help to others, and to this day, watches for that lonely mother who needs an extra pair of hands and heartfelt encouragement. These practical words of today's treasure verse, written to a fearful and hurting congregation, and Susan's story, give us a glimpse into one of the reasons God created us for community. The fires of persecution drew near to this little church plant, and some had already left out of fear or perhaps just weariness. The writer of Hebrews reminds them that coming together helps cultivate an environment of help and hope for hurting people. They needed encouragement from one another as they continued their pilgrimage toward home. Similarly, Susan needed a cheering squad, and she found it in a little local church. Before Susan's needs exploded with the birth of her third son, her habit was to intentionally pursue community through a local church. When life turned upside down, her auto response was to find a faith-based community that could help her keep her steady as she walked the pathway God had marked out for her. God answered her need by leading her to a small church dedicated to loving anyone who walked through their doors. Susan's new church family warmly welcomed her, and in turn, Susan poured her own love, encouragement, and skills into her new family as well. Our devotions this week encourage us to remember the beauty of community and how community energizes weary pilgrims. Before you join your church family this Sunday, ask the Lord to open your eyes to that one person who needs an extra set of hands with children or is new to your congregation. Introduce yourself and find a way to make the morning a little more comfortable. Ask the Lord to show you how to welcome others to your church the same way you would to your home. Are you the new person? Uneasy about attending a new church? Ask the Lord to prepare the way as you go and to connect you with someone who also needs a new friend. As the pastor preaches, note scriptures and comments made about community and how the message applies to your personal life. Commit to reviewing the scriptures and notes later in the context of personal worship and praise.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And as always, it's our heart's desire that we are learning together how to walk by faith and encouraged by God's word. But it's possible that you are listening to the Daily Treasure podcast, but you really don't know Jesus. And it is really our heart's desire that you would come to know him, that maybe you've been in church all your life, maybe you're a choir member, maybe you are even a Bible study leader, but you know that there's something missing. And friends, I would love to hear from you. It would be the greatest privilege of my life to be able to introduce you to Jesus. You can contact me by going to our website at helpandhopenow.org. That's helpandhopenow.org. You can email me at markinc.org. That's markinc@markinc.org. And when you go to our website, I hope that you will subscribe to our e-news. Our e-news is a monthly delivery to your email box. We are excited to share with you our new resources. Every month we are producing new resources that are designed to offer help and hope, especially to hurting people. And when you do subscribe to the e-news, we're going to send you a free PDF of the poem Call Back. And this beautiful poem, I first discovered it in Streams in the Desert, the book Streams in the Desert, a beautiful devotional. And then a friend sent it to me, a friend who had lost a child a couple years after I did, thanking me for being willing to come back into the grief and to walk with her in her grief. And friends, the only reason I could do that is because of Jesus and because others did that for me. And so we encourage you to be that person who calls back to the one coming behind you with a willingness to share your story and to comfort others with the comfort that God has given to you. So again, go to helpandhopenow.org and check out all of our resources that are there, but then subscribe to the e-news and we'll send you a copy of that poem. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.